Welcome, you fine folk. You're about to listen to one of the most dynamic recordings ever. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording, creativity, and imagination run loose in the time when those things are needed. Welcome to Dungenetics.
In our previous session, we decided to take on a contract that would net us 16,000 gold per session. It was enough to make dreams come true. But, morally, Skilled Company, hey brother, we just can't get behind that. So now, licking their wounds, destroying all but one barrel shipment, they regroup, decide to finally meet their aggressors. Good luck, gentlemen.
Guys, you haven't broken your oath yet. All right, so we are now all ready to go. So it's been 3 months when the party left off before. It was towards the end of the fall, and you guys were dealing with some things back in town. Decided to go meet with the Thieves Guild, took a contract to deliver some barrels, and you guys delivered some of the barrels until you didn't.
until we didn't.
So the last...
This is what happens when you don't answer it. Pay attention.
The last, like, 20 days of the last month were a bunch of moves where they decided the barrels were dangerous and full of worms that reproduce in hosts.
Oh, okay.
So,
they
burn the first place they discovered these worms and then decided they wanted to get rid of all the worms they had previously delivered.
And just to be clear, you guys all... had, you know, the chance to give input on whether or not this went forward.
Yeah, so. Yeah, if you, like, were able to jump into a chat that was blowing
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, it was
like,
a busy week, I honestly...
You know, you only have, like,
group, we threw it out to the group.
You work at, like, at night and you have, like, 20 shows going on.
I've been too busy getting rejected
and
by
you turn your ringer off for, like, 3 hours. You come back and there's 100 and some odd messages.
Oh, it was going. There's a lot of activity right at the end of the week.
I did write up a good summary for everybody.
Yeah, you did.
I posted it twice.
Yeah.
And so at that point, you guys gathered the lion's share of the entire Skilled Company, found the 5 drop points that hadn't been burned, put together strike squads, and you guys picked up the barrels, destroyed them for the third shipment, and then your units hit all 5 locations simultaneous. There were some casualties in the end. Several people died, but some were brought back to life. 4 are permanently dead. Afterwards, all the strike teams met up in Kashmir and decided to take out the Agile Hand, which was the guild, the Thieves Guild in that town that had attacked.
Well, that's one way to get rid of your debt.
So they were eliminated. In the process, that was quite a vicious fight. Many people were wounded. Some people died.
Did we kill the doppelganger?
You believe so.
Okay.
You guys came in hard and fast. They put up quite a fight. You burned down their guild house after you took off all of their heads.
Meat spins went a full 180.
Unfortunately, during that fight, they had bribed a decent amount of the town guard in that time, and the town guard, during this vicious melee of you know, probably between both you and the guild, almost 50 people in a brief battle on the side of town, the guard did get pulled in from to the fight, and the scaled company killed several of one patrol of the guards and removed their heads as well.
Oof. Oh, boy.
So, at the end of downtime, the group limped back with their wounded and dead back to Linbury, and you guys have arrived back in the town. The last communication they had, the party had with the Nimble Finger contacts was after the last month to report to their headquarters to receive the last payment. And that is where we leave it right now. So at this point, you guys take a long rest because your strike and heading there, it took about over a day to get back. So in that meantime, you've heard that an emissary from the Baron in the East has arrived to speak with the regent. There is no word about what they are speaking about, but it is the last month of winter. There is light snow on the ground, kind of like what it is outside. It is cold and quiet, but there is currently a lot of tension in the town. You know, people saw wagons full of wounded soldiers coming into town.
Oh, and
morale is down.
Also, Cadman and Curran are both aware of everything.
Yep. Crap, I need to...
So we have a bunch of dead soldiers coming into town?
It was you.
Oh, that was us, okay.
It was hard to...
Who was the emissary?
You guys coming back into the region, because you guys had about over a dozen soldiers that couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Resting in beds and carts on the back of horses. So, there is a... What was that?
Who's the emissary that arrived?
Don't know. Oh. Just a rider from the Eastern Barony.
Okay.
To speak with the region. In addition to that, the remainder of the scaled company within Linbury are actually currently on the outside guarding and sealing off their barracks in town. Mm. Out of the 47 people in the company, you have 15 available.
And we have to go take on the Nimble Fingers.
Nimble Fingers.
Well, I mean, we could try to sell the cover story too, but...
I mean, I
did do the shape-shifting thing.
Should probably investigate the emissary and what he's doing there.
Yeah, and figure out why they're blocking off the barracks. Because that could possibly be due to information that we relayed to Curran and, was it Cadman?
Cadman.
Yeah. Because we did relay all the information, and I also relayed, you know, the fact that we saw a vision with the vial standing on a mountain with the structure and all that stuff around them, and so Curran decided to fly out to scout the situation because he seemed to recognize where that was. But also they were going to organize, you know, a force to take out Kira's barrels as well. So it could be that they've heightened security due to...
That is entirely possible.
And the thing that Kira's not really
Kira
with us
as well. Right. So,
and she knows more about everything that goes on in us than probably we do.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we should go figure out the emissary thing and also trying to see what's going on at the barracks.
Well, we could bring the wounded to the manor.
They're already at the
wounded arm wheel jumps. Well, but the barracks is in Linbury.
Yep.
Well, we have a barracks in Linbury.
Yeah.
No, thank you, John.
I think we technically have barracks in both, right?
Well, you guys don't have a full barracks in your little town. But
no, the manor we do.
You have a manor with a room in there with some bunk beds in there that soldiers can rest at.
Yeah.
But the main barracks of the company is in Lynberry, because between the three factions, Cadman, Kira, and you guys, the Legion, or the company numbers about 260 people, and nothing in your small village is anything on that scale.
And so that, where's the emissary going? He's going to speak with the
Baron. He's at the castle in Lynberry, where the regent holds.
What if we do like a split up thing where we split the manor, the church? Yeah. No. The wounded. We take care of the wounded.
Yeah.
And then we go see the emissary. So we can maybe one or two of our guys go and take care of the wounded, and split them up between the church, the manor. We got a bakery. We got an inn. We've got floor space.
You can rest your people. They can find room to rest in the town.
I bought two from my towns.
Yes.
Okay, so I think my first thing, while everybody's kind of going around doing stuff, I am going to go and visit the next of kin of those people.
And okay.
I'm going to pay them 100 gold per family for death benefit.
Wow.
We should send that beforehand. That should be like a thing, a form that guys fill out, so we don't have to worry about that.
He's
doing
that for next
time. I'm just joking. You should, set up that form beforehand, so that way, fill out your next of kin sheet, so we know who to go to after.
Yeah. All right, you do that.
Have we gone through, who's lost people from each other's town?
Yeah, I was going to say, how many
people? I'm pretty sure Brian has no idea that some of his people are dead.
Two of his people are dead, I think.
No one. Out of Brian's, everyone except for Guy is wounded. And is recovering, but no one's dead.
There you go. What about you, Mark? How's
out of Mark's Talon, the ones where Oates can revive people in a short time, so he revived some of the. So the only one that is not currently wounded, no one's dead from Wolfsbane's Talon, but the only one that is currently in a condition to fight is Elliot. Mm. Everyone else is currently wounded, recovering. Yeah. Out of Rogar's company, or Talon, the only one that is currently in fighting shape is Talbert. Everyone else is wounded.
Well, who was the other two dead then, besides the ones in his?
I think it was yours or Huffle's at the time.
It wasn't mine, because I got revived everybody.
I think all of them were Skeets.
Oh, yeah, they were your recruits.
You were at 23. You're at 19.
All four of them.
Yep.
Were mine. Okay.
Yeah. I see.
Go to every one of the families.
Add another two to your stuffs.
400 gold out the window.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna.
Well, that's the right thing to do.
You should just knock it down to 50 gold per person.
And the death benefit.
Make it 50 gold per person. That's
yeah. Because at this point, out of your five talons, four of them are at four people, and one of them's at three.
Tell Skeet I revived the car. I expect money for that too.
Same to him. Maybe give you 50 since you saved him 100.
Well, all the revivals were paid out of the scale company.
Yeah, so you got money, right?
I had to buy the diamond to use to save him. So.
Well, the diamond was purchased out of. The treasury for the company. Now that you guys have a little money, they set it up so now that they can pay their bills month over month without needing as much hands-on from the group.
Hello, D&D fans. Thought I'd take this moment to clue you in on a little podcast I've been enjoying. Real Doofs, with Brian, Drew, and Laura. See, they watch movies which have deep cultural significance and make a decision if they were a doof for not watching the movie earlier. Watch them plow through great classics such as Ghost or their recent 3-hour blaze of Conan the Barbarian. Thank you. Enjoy.
No, we're going to the barracks.
Okay, let's go to the barracks.
All right.
I think we should go to the barracks.
Sure, why not?
All right.
What's happening there?
You see, like I mentioned, there are probably about at least 2 claws on the exterior protecting the main entrances in and out of the barracks. And they are not letting anyone in and out. They greet you upon arrival. They're like, the barracks is currently closed.
2 scaled company members?
No one in, no one out. No exceptions.
Is there a reason for this? Can you indulge us in anything?
How many of them are there?
It is orders of Lord Cadman himself.
How many guys are standing there?
Interesting.
There's 2 entrances. Each of them have 25 soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Where can we speak to him?
Can we speak to Lord Cadman, please?
Lord Cadman is currently indisposed. What is it that you wish me to convey to him?
Why can't we go into the barracks?
Tell him I have an update for him regarding a threat that we spoke about privately.
A shit problem.
He says, Lord Cadman, he kind of leans in a little. My message from Lord Cadman to you is, he says, get your shit settled. We will hold this until then.
What does that mean?
This is for our benefit.
We have to go in Nimble Fingers.
Yeah, we've got to do it right now.
Well, the reason why there's no exception is they aren't sure how many people within the company are compromised.
Yeah,
because we're pretty sure Kira is.
Yeah,
and she is the commander of over 100 soldiers within the company.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
What do we do with that guy that I can't remember because it's so long ago? But what do we do with that guy that we talked to from her?
Oh, we interrogated him, and
did we kill him, or is he still alive?
No, we did not kill him. He's alive. We let him go. He
does
not agree with what she's doing, but he's too scared to go against her.
Yeah. Did he come back here, or did he go somewhere else?
Oh, he's the right-hand man of Kira.
He's still with her?
Yes, but we also left the conversation with an understanding on both sides that the conversation never happened.
Yeah.
So, doesn't mean that he didn't hold up his end of the bargain, but...
It also means I know what he looks like, correct?
No, because it was just me and Rocky that kidnapped. Oh, yeah, you would know because he's the right-hand man. I think everybody would know what he looked like.
So. Yeah, you've seen him several times.
You can't turn into him right now. Is that what you're thinking?
Well,
no, but I can ask for an outfit that looks like his.
Well, you guys all wear the same. Usually,
I don't think we want to be walking around looking like we're associated with Kara right now.
No, I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to carry it with me, and then when I get to where we're going to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a normal... He wears more armor than you do, but he's dressed as a scaled company.
Hmm.
He's just another soldier.
So
just an everyday normal looking dude.
That is a member of this mercenary company.
Yeah.
Where's
motherfucker?
Yes, that's it.
Where's everybody leaning on thoughts here?
We're talking to the guard. We ask him what he knows of the emissary that just arrived.
The guard that just was talking to you?
Yeah.
All we know is he arrived. He wasn't particularly happy. And he's from the Eastern Barony.
They say we head there next.
This came in,
we shouldn't.
East or west? It's west, right? So.
Anyway. Alright.
What?
Came in?
No, this is from the barony that
you
killed the guards from.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wait. The original one? Or
No, Kashmir.
No. The one Kashmir, that's it. Yeah.
The others.
We killed a lot of people.
We have a tally.
So, I don't know what you're talking about, John. Nobody killed anybody there.
Yeah.
Alright, so they have an emissary here that we don't want to show our face at yet, because...
He doesn't know it was us.
Because I shapeshifted to the person that we killed last, and then...
We need to right now
the person we left
go there. Create the alibi.
Well, we have the alibi.
We have the alibi. I shapeshifted.
Oh.
Well, that's not necessarily an alibi.
Well, because didn't the
an alibi is left? An explanation of where you were, where a crime happened.
We have an alibi as far as Nimble Fingers goes. We don't have an alibi as far as
we were in the Nexus.
Whether or not we were the ones.
Oh yeah, the Nexus.
Unless he's also
but
corrupt.
Do they know about the Nexus? Do you want them to know about the Nexus?
No, we don't want them to know about the Nexus.
We were at the library.
I want you now.
I mean, the way I see it is,
we could say we were inside the tree. I don't care where we say we were.
I was communing with nature.
You know,
we're at church.
The emissary could be corrupted too, but we could also be like, we saw the agile hand in moving against something that they should not have been touching, and we intervened, and then your guards, who are apparently paid off by the agile hand,
seems to admit to everything we did.
Yeah, why not? Tell them the truth.
What happened to you? Who hurt you in the past?
I would like
in the past 3 months, who hurt you
through the throat? Yeah.
I wasn't here either.
Went from the guy that was like, "Let's kill everything," to, "Oh, I want to be everyone."
So, at some point, you just got to own it, right? So
it's from the barony of Grencroft. Mm-hmm. So Grencroft is, out of all the baronies, the strongest one. It's where, when we started, where the count of the region was before they was overthrown and the regent was placed in power. Mm-hmm. So they have the largest army, not much bigger than Lindberry. With the scaled company, it's about even.
But do they have a blue dragon?
No, they did not have a blue dragon that you were aware of.
Was that from when we killed those guys and then left the rest of the soldiers inside
the
castle?
Yeah.
Like when we burned down the town outside of the castle?
Oh my god, that was way, way back.
I like it all starts off. Do you remember that?
No. Written that's in the south.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's how the war started.
Right.
Yes.
And then it evolved to the point where the two most powerful nobles went into a civil war to see who was in charge, because they each were pointing at each other for the reasons for you guys showing up and starting shit. And during that point, you sided with the Lord of Lindberry, helped them win the civil war. Then afterwards, you took a contract with one of the nobles there, because after the Lord of Lindberry appointed another noble as in charge of the Eastern Barony, they had their own civil war within, continuing the civil war over the factions trying to control after he killed the Count and slit his throat. And then you guys helped them, and that's when you met Mercy. Because Mercy was captured by them.
I wonder how the hell they did manage to catch Mercy.
Can you turn this into a book? I can just...
Yeah.
I have notes on every... I have a note that's like a calendar every day what you guys did.
A PDF, because then you can search words. You can search keywords.
Can we go find Mercy for help on this?
As many notes as I can.
If you ever find her, you learn more and more about her.
How big is Nimble Fingers? How big of a threat is it? Like, I mean, do they have...
Nipple Fingers?
Yeah, do the Nipple Fingers have, like, dozens?
No, so, from what you know, the one that's been there the most is Skeet, and probably not far behind that, Pawjammers. The times you've gone there, you've never really seen more than a total of a dozen people in the entire facility. They're not... The Agile Fingers weren't necessarily a big threat militarily. They had bribed a lot of nobles in the town, which gave them a little more armed strength, and they had some very powerful leaders. But beyond that, they're not like a military company. The Nimble Fingers, as far as you know, they don't have the support of the regent. So they don't have a lot of bribed guards. Mm. They might have a few people that are pretty powerful. A lot of people are afraid. They have two bosses. One is called the Mastermind. That's the only one that you guys talked with, but you've never seen him. He never turns his chair around when he talked to you.
I remember that.
Like Inspector Gadget sent him either.
What's his name again? Mastermind?
Dr. Claw.
Was he the raid?
Do that every day with the cat.
That's the guy that we need to speak to anyway.
Who's the second boss? We don't know who the second boss is.
No, we don't.
The second boss, everyone in the entire guild is terrified of. He only occasionally appears to check up on the mastermind.
So he's like the CEO. He's the top dog.
Yeah.
The kingpin, if you
will. He's never said anyone to anyone other than the mastermind. Okay. And he always comes in concealed and never takes his hood down.
Interesting.
I hate guys with hoods on.
What'd you say?
After the last guy with a hood on killed Brian's guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's because Brian was dumb to go shoot his hand.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Okay. It wasn't
that
long ago.
It
was like
a few months
ago. Brian, now that's a fear of guys offering handshakes and hoods.
Can we head to the local chapter of the Lemon Coin real quick to see if certain friends available?
You haven't been contacted by him yet.
Yeah.
It's been a little less than 4 months since he left him.
So he
may or may not be free yet.
Yeah, okay.
So the mastermind is the guy that we need to talk to anyway, because when we
gotta take him out.
He's the one that has paid you for the first 2 months.
Oh yeah, that's also the guy that when we were interrogating Kira's right. What's the guy's name? Kira's right hand man.
I have to look that up.
God.
But when we were interrogating him, he mentioned the mastermind. And he mentioned that Ski had talked to him.
Yeah, you were asking him for information about the mastermind, and he said, I've never talked to him. And he pointed at Ski and said, why don't you ask him?
Oh.
You're all in Lynberry now. Where are you guys going next? You guys, we're at the barracks.
Point me to the nearest fae so I can make more deals with
them. Yeah, please.
Should we attempt to contact the emissary, or should we just let him be and let him
move on and go take out the Nimble Fingers?
And just head to Nimble Fingers?
Yeah, I'd say we gotta head to the Nimble Fingers, but do we want to go with
emissary is the least of our problems, right?
Are we going with just the group, or do we want to go with more force?
We don't have much force to go with. Everyone's hurt.
We
are the force.
We can send Skeet in with the two Dragonborn.
What about, alright, so the original deal was for you guys for all of us to deliver the barrels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we, obviously,
did.
Went against that, but then we are creating this narrative that it wasn't us, and we went to go rectify the situation. What if we went back to the person to find out what are the next steps we need to do to help them get back on track.
And Pa's gone.
You know what I mean?
Is that on the world tour? I can really use that amulet right now.
He's out on the world tour.
complete the story, the narrative there, or at least find the next iteration of it, and then go talk to the emissary to see what they need.
Well, I mean, we should go at the Nimble Fingers. And
yep.
How long would it take us to get Nimble Fingers?
Oh, they're just in town, just minutes.
Okay, so it's been a day, so we can assume that they probably heard something?
Oh, yeah. It was over a day trip back from that city, back to Lynberry, and then you guys rested because you guys came in at night. So it's been like 2 and a third days since the firefight at the Agile Hand.
Is there like a pub nearby?
You also got Kira. And we could sort of find out if Kira knows anything, even though we know everything.
Kira knows everything.
Yeah, Kira knows the entire plot of the story.
Yeah, Kira was involved in
all of it.
Oh, she was there with us?
Well, I was thinking,
no.
She doesn't know what you guys just did.
But... Yeah.
But she has played a part since the very beginning.
She's the reason that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Well, no, I know, but...
Like, this whole thing was infiltrating, was to infiltrate Kara and what was going on with her. So, we've completed that. We successfully gained the trust of the Nimble Fingers and Kara to become, to play a part in what they're doing. We then went out and took out our part of what, you know, they were doing.
Right.
Relayed intel to Cadman and Curran about what Kara was doing. They were doing their part to take out what Kara was doing in her barrels and also scout out the threat from the Vile.
So why don't we try to continue to play the story to get Kira's favor again?
I don't think there's going to be a Kara after this. If it all goes well.
I mean, we have like, Cadman and Kira standing by that are ready to...
Right, they're already... The reason why the barracks are currently reinforced is for Kira's arrival. So they can basically take out her group or whatever it seems.
Well, Kira's group is in that barracks.
Oh, they are? Okay.
They're locked down by Cadman's men.
Okay.
So they're locked down to keep them there.
Yeah. Okay, so they're not allowed out of the barracks, basically.
No one's allowed out and in.
But I think we should head out and maybe stop by a pub and see if anybody's heard rumors before we go to Nimble Fingers, because maybe we can just walk in the front door, because maybe they don't know it's us.
Right. I think we did a good job trying to cover our tracks on it, but so like that's why I'm saying let's keep on going with the alibi, at least as far as Nimble Fingers is concerned, and once we take care of that.
So, if we can maybe hear some rumors and know what people know, then we can know whether or not Nimble Fingers is aware that it's us before we get to Nimble Fingers.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you stop at the tavern. There's several in town. As you come in, you come in the one right next to the Lucky Unicorn. And
the Lucky Unicorn.
There's probably like... It's pretty slow because it's pretty early in the day to be drinking. But there are always a few people that start their drink on early.
Yep.
So there's maybe a half dozen people in here.
So you got the day drinkers.
The day drinkers.
All right.
So you roll in. Anyone got? Oh, give me a roll. See if you guys can sweet talk the town drunks.
Rolling.
Oh, God.
I think I can. Right.
Is it persuasion or is it... What are we doing? It
depends if you want to intimidate someone or you want to sweet talk them.
I'm going to use persuasion for 14.
All right.
I'm going to use persuasion as well.
All right.
I'm just going to make it
happen.
I use
persuasion for 16. I got 17, so minus
20. So I use persuasion for 20. So there you go.
All right. Well, what are you going to ask?
Hey, friend. Hear any news around town?
News.
What's the
scuttlebutt, the hubbub, the bub?
Wow, this is
that is a 20 roll encapsulated 100%.
It seems that like there's something off. You know, got the barracks locked down. We got word of an emissary from another town.
Doesn't sound. A few people saw the emissary arrive with some guards. It looks like it's the Baron's constable with some of his elite guards. He did not look happy, but who knows? I don't think we'd go to war with them quite again so soon, but whatever it is, people are a little anxious.
I say, looks like there's a lot of smoke in the air. What's going on?
A lot of smoke in the air?
Yeah. You walk outside, I'm sure you can see the fires of places burning down.
Well, no, those are all in different towns.
Yeah.
They're all through the valley. But you say that and you're like, smoke? Fires? I heard some rumors around the town over the last month there's been a lot of fires. But not much of a word on why that happened.
You're right, Hustle?
It's cold.
Okay.
Well, I would go to the bartender now.
Always the bartender.
Yeah.
Always.
They hear shit that they don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Who's the bartender at this bar, Jen? Not the lucky unicorn, as it were.
Is it a unicorn?
Is this a gay bar?
Is it an actual unicorn?
And you gotta tip them nice, though.
You gotta give them chowder.
Real nice.
Oh, the bartender is one-eyed Jack.
Pounds and ponies.
I like him already. I also have one eye.
Yes. He's got a shiny bald head. And he looks like he doesn't skip chest and arm days.
How about leg day?
He skips leg day, though.
Can't
tiny
see
legs.
Behind the bench.
He's very tiny
tiny
legs.
Very tiny legs.
He notices, like, what can I get you guys?
I lean in, I say, what got your eye?
Oh, oh my god.
He kind of gives you a weird look and then tilts his head back and forth and goes, Manticore.
Oof. Yikes.
I say, demigod got me.
And he just kind of, like, chuckles.
Yeah.
He's like, back when I was younger, I was an adventurer like you. And then I took a quill to the eye.
So I guess we're not really fucking with one-eyed Jack over here.
Yeah, no. Not if you fought a manticore or not. Screw that.
Guys need any drinks?
Take a cup of your finest ale, please.
Finest ale? The swill I got from the freaking docks.
It's gonna trickle this pinky.
Your finest swill.
I'm a cultured fan.
Ooh, the swill is.
He pours some mugs and slides them across the bar for you guys. Yeah. I hear you chatting up, and I don't recognize you. You guys looking for something in particular?
Yeah, we're curious who's in the barracks and what is happening around town.
You're asking me from people that are obvious members of the Scale Company what's happening in your barracks? There's got to be something seriously bad happening if you're asking me.
We've been out of town.
Have you heard
anything?
We just
got back in the town after an adventure.
I don't know.
They won't let us in.
All I know is they seem to have some stick stuck up their ass and... The Eastern Baronies looking like they're wagging a sword at our good old region. Whatever's going to happen ain't going to be good for you people. Because I see some blood coming.
Interesting.
They think we're weak.
I say, they just need to have some of this weasel piss you got here.
He chuckles. I'll drink to that.
When did they lock this down? Like I said, we just rolled in, so.
Not that long ago. Probably, day before last. It's been a lot of talk of strange things happening throughout the whole valley.
Strange things.
Like what?
Raids on the road. Fires. A lot of fire brigades getting put into work lately.
A lot of people falling asleep smoking pipes.
Yeah. It's like, that could be one reason. Not one I'd buy tomorrow.
What seems to be the circumstances of these fires?
Don't know. No word on that, other than there's a lot of fire brigades putting their buckets to use. More than usual. Never a good sign.
Oh, maybe they can put out a fire over with the region.
He pours himself a nail, takes a swig, and he's like, I'll drink to that.
What about you? You got any bright ideas about what might be happening? What these fires are about?
It's always about some young person that thinks they can gain something from somebody and make themselves better than someone else. I don't know, but whoever started this problem is going to have to deal with the consequences.
I throw back my whole ale and I said, I'll drink to that.
Anything else I could
Just to make deal you with? There, I was only maybe 30% responsible for this one.
Good to know. Duly noted.
We appreciate your time, though.
I appreciated some lighthearted jib jabs.
We should. I hope to see him a gold coin.
He picks it up, bites it, and goes, "Thank you kindly. I hope to see you with the lucky unicorn more often."
What about
if you hear anything? Keep us posted.
Yeah. I hear a lot. Don't always see that much.
Oh. Bazinga.
I point to mine. I said, "Well, put us together. We got a good pair."
That's for sure.
So, I assume if the barkeep doesn't know much, then either the rumors are really well under wraps, or nobody really knows much yet.
Well, it has only been a few weeks, and at this point, people would have to investigate what happened and would have to tell normal people. So
nobody's spilling anything yet. So.
Yeah. Because usually, I was thinking, you know, guards come in, they're drinking, they're talking, and the bartender overhears it. That's what I was kind of hoping, but I'm so lucky.
What if we ask him about any new hits? Any requests for either treasure or people's names to be wiped out?
You're asking him if he's an assassin master?
Yeah, I think we're in the wrong place for that.
Guild members are not going to spill their business to a barkeep, especially ones in the thieving and assassinating fields. So I would say maybe ones in like a benevolent field like the Harpers or something might be using taverns and stuff to get word around, but an assassin's guild or thieves guild would not be doing that.
Which one of us has the lasso of truth?
Huh?
Which one of us has the lasso of truth now?
Heidi.
Yes.
Alex?
Yeah, I think Skeet and Alex should go into Nimble Fingers.
Well, it's actually, I can put it on a place so I can look through the window and set it before we walk in.
You're also a tank, so if something happens...
Well, no,
fight breaks out, we need someone...
No, I mean, I can also go in. Like, I can
set
it in there, and then we could go in.
Yeah,
just ask the random question.
They're going to be compelled to tell you the truth.
It can be just nonchalant questions. Hey, what's happening today? And they couldn't tell us.
Kind of evil scheme of life
you'd be up to
at the moment.
It's actually not that bad of a plan.
Just a regular question, and they're going to say what they're thinking.
Yeah. So there's no deceiving.
But that's assuming they're not going to be able to detect the presence of the spell in the first place.
Well, it would happen too quick. We just do it as we walk in, kind of like drop it like a...
Well, we could go in first, but I mean...
Like a fart on the land, you know?
Like a troop bomb, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you wouldn't immediately notice...
That's kind of like
the Jim Carrey Liar movie. It's basically the same thing where you literally can't tell a lie.
Yeah.
The first time it makes you do it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like, I don't know why I just keep telling you everything.
But get one good answer out of them, but the second and third one's going to be less and less likely.
Don't ask any questions. Make statements until you got a good question to ask.
You know what? There's a double-sided coin to that, too. Like, I'm the only one.
Either.
Well, no, I would be the only one that
it's not affected.
I'd be able to lie.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
okay. Anyone in the zone of truth must tell the truth.
We cannot.
Shit. Well, then that ain't good.
You can end it at any point, right?
Well, yeah.
You can.
Yeah, so, I mean, all you gotta... If it gets risky, you just end it.
How big is this cone of truth?
I think it's 15 feet.
It's a typical
15-foot radius.
So that's not too bad.
So instead of staying close to them, we'll stand 15 feet behind
them. That's really not that... I was thinking it was going
to
be...
15 feet away from someone is a long range to be carrying on a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Hey!
just stay there.
It works for me.
Like Rocky being in the hall back there and be like, yeah. It's one thing to be like, he's going to the other room and I'm saying something to him. It's another thing to be carrying on the full conversation like this without anyone being like, you're going to come into my office, dude? Nah, man! Get over here!
Plus, it might look weird if all of us are standing 15 feet behind. It's like, oh, no, we're good, man. We're good. It's like, you want to come in? No, no, we're fine.
I'm fine with it.
Nothing strange going on here. All
right. I guess this whole plan just got blown out of the water.
No, Zone of Truth isn't about lying. It's about literally, like, you're using the power of the gods to compel people to be honest.
Yeah.
And it doesn't allow you to then be deceptive. You are compelling an area where
go and talk to them, and then like, once they get past their initial questions, then you can use your Zone of Truth, and then you can find out what they need, they know.
I could walk out of the room as I'm casting it. You know, I don't know if it has a verbal.
I don't know.
Or what if once the questioning starts? Yeah, you wait until that moment. If they're being deceitful and you know it, use it. And if you feel you're getting the information, then don't use it.
You could use the old.
That's the only way to do it.
Thought process thing that we did last time.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do the tech thoughts.
No, I'm saying what I could do with message.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is there a way to verbally do it and just sound like I'm just being casual?
Nah, there's no way of
incantation.
Yeah, you are summoning magic with your voice, and there's somatic components. Like, you are casting a spell.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can't just be like throw it on the sly.
Well, we can always just cast any spells we want, and then we can grab a snack, and then we can carry on.
So we're all going with him, right?
Yep.
We're not all going into the room, though.
No, you're going into the guild house.
Guild house,
yeah. Who's doing the talking?
Me.
Ski.
Alright, so I give Ski.
I was the one that was there for everything.
Yeah, it's his bed, though.
It's my alibi.
So yeah. I'm giving Skeet heroin.
His bed, as they would say.
And I'm blessing three.
Can't do both. Both concentration spells, my friend.
Alright, I'm,
Just give him the hit points.
As we're approaching, I just kind of want to scan around and see if I see anything out of the norm.
Like I said, there's a little snow cover. It's not snowing at the moment. It's cool. Actually, not as cool as it is here in real life. And there's not a lot of movement on the streets. There's definitely a tension in there.
So Alex bless everybody?
No, he's
blessed three people.
Bless.
Readying.
Bless only lasts for 1 minute.
He's readying his bless.
So cast it and going in, you don't know how long you're going to talk for.
He's readying his bless.
1 minute goes pretty fast.
Yep.
Yeah. I've heard. 60 seconds, even.
That's what I tell the real estate.
Yes.
It's longer than you think. I promise.
That was like 5 minutes.
So we head in there.
If you were dying, it's eternity.
You guys, they give you the normal code to get him.
Alright.
Guy says 1.
3.
Alright, they let you in.
Should I try my new spell out?
Try it out.
Being a thieves guild, trying to get in and out. I'm out of port.
Within 30 feet of myself, I can find if there's any portal.
Yeah.
We'll skip it for now.
So you head in there. You notice even the higher level of tension and concern has passed even into the inside of the Nimble Fingers. You come in.
Sexual.
Normally, you know, they have a tavern in here. There's normally a group upwards somewhere between half a dozen to a dozen people drinking, like, socializing. There's only three people in the main room. There's doorman, bartender, and Grajel, one of the lieutenants. He's just sitting behind the bar with the bartender. He notices you guys come in. He's like, boss is expecting you. He's in the back.
It seems pretty tense around here all of a sudden.
I don't know. What's expected, every safe house the guild had just got burned down in a single night.
Crazy. I don't believe it.
I wait the charcoal stains off my face.
So you guys head in, go through to the back room. The back room is a larger room. Not a lot of tables, but there's like lines of like little, like Coke. Booths with like curtains where people can meet to set up deals,
sexual things,
schemes.
Dildos.
And then there is a little stair up and a door kind of on the second floor, which is the boss's room. You come in, there's two guards in front of his door. He goes, "The rat, the gith, you and the rest wait outside."
Oh. Steve?
Let me just get my 20 die ready.
Go.
Let's go. We go in.
All right, I go. Hold on.
No.
I go, "You be safe in there." I use message. Okay.
Say you'd be safe.
No, I have to point at you to trigger
it. It's not safe to go alone. Take this.
Be like, I didn't want them to hear me saying that.
Well, that's the way we can cast it. I have to, like.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's play the game. What did you whisper? In addition to saying, "Be safe, honey."
Let us know. You need help. We'll swoosh.
I look at him and I just start shaking my head like...
Would you rather I don't point at you, I point at him instead?
No, it's like kind of one of those things like you're...
Raising a suspicion,
yeah. I'm being... Well, I'm just being kind of like dismissive, like I'm like somebody who's tired of somebody not trusting them with me. So,
it's like your mommy. You know,
telling
you.
Back
it's
fuck you then.
It's an act. So...
Fuck you too.
It's an act. So, yeah. Anyway...
So you guys head up the stairs.
Yep.
With Baja Blaster.
Baja!
Yeah. I don't think there's anything I can do ahead of time, so we'll just have to hear him out. The fact that he picked out two of us means that something happened in the initial thing that might have given us away.
Yep. But we have a cover for possibly that.
Alright, so you guys head up to the door. One of the guards opens for it. You walk through, he closes it behind you, and he locks it.
Uh-oh.
Butt plugs.
Alright, you guys enter in the room.
Jinky,
it's kind of like a small room. There is one window. A window, like I said, you have this large room. Fuck a bit.
So are we downstairs in like the common area?
Yeah. You guys are in the private area.
We're hanging out, we're in the VIP.
So like... So here is kind of... Motherfucker. So this is kind of like... the main room. Here's some doors. This is where you guys aren't. That's where the bar is. Door to the outside alleyway. You guys are in here. Where there is a stairs. That goes up. An office. Get new markers for next session.
I have some in the room if you need them.
I think you might. Are they washable?
Yeah.
I got some paint pens.
They're dry erase markers.
Okay, well, that should work.
I have a eraser too.
Boobs on the wall.
Yeah.
Wall boobs.
Those are like little booths with curtains.
They're way better than wall sphincters.
That's the wall sphincters. That's the one window.
This wall smells like. If shopping. Anything comes out of the wall sphincters, run.
That's the door into his office. This is his desk, and you guys are here. There is a window.
Wait, right here?
No, the rest of you guys are in this room.
In the lounge.
I tend to warp a
window. So he has a window, so on his second story, he...
So the window
he
overlooks...
overlooks the private room.
The private room, okay.
I'll check out these wall boobs.
Me and you.
We should investigate these.
Look at these wall moves, guys.
Warp holes.
I'm gonna walk in and I'm gonna
Rogar.
Lean against the window.
Join us in the VIP room.
Lean back with my arms folded.
Rogar, check out the wall boobs with us.
Okay. You come in like before.
I gotta put your guy in here.
His chair is not facing you.
Rogar, where are you?
The wall on the other side, standing 5 feet
look at these
behind
wall
him.
Boobs.
You're gonna need two
of
these
to make one. Kira.
Oh.
Fucking bitch. Out of all the bars in all the cities, she had to come into mine.
So, I would have to say our delivery contract didn't turn out with the outcome we were looking for.
It would appear so.
Every barrel burned. You know how this happened?
I would say,
I'd say fire.
Take my life!
But more importantly, who's the mole to the agile hands?
Who's the what?
The mole to the agile hand.
Or the ratty.
Wow.
It
was the mole.
Who is the mole for the agile hand? So, the agile hand burned all my barrels?
All I know is we were on the third delivery, and we saw, we made the deliveries on our way out, at least on my occasion. We heard a commotion, we went back, buildings were on fire, we saw people slipping away, and we tracked them back. My brother's group also saw a rat as part of their party, or not as part of their party. Not as part of their party, but as part of the party that sabotaged the shipments. And we know for a fact that the agile hand.
Made a D20 in there.
We know for a fact that the agile hand had a changeling that has previously turned into
my brother.
Don't
say the number.
Brother.
All right. Here you go. That's your deception roll. Keep going.
I was done.
What?
We know that.
Let's just keep talking.
Hand, the agile hand previously had a doppelganger that at one point took the form of my brother.
That is true. One of their lieutenants was a doppelganger. And we are pretty confident that that doppelganger was impersonating Dusk after your group killed her. And that's the only reason they stayed together, but I also hear that ain't much of a problem either.
Oh yeah, why is that?
I don't know. You guys have a lot of people wounded. We fight a war right now.
Well, there were two barrels at their location. We got there. We saw they were open. So a fight ensued. Every one of our groups tracked back. And we rendezvoused at different times, and it all went to the agile hands. It led to a fight.
Alright. So your story is, the agile hand infiltrated our operation. Very small operation. Most of the people are in this room. And Kira's just kind of like leaning on her sword, watching you guys. And they decided they were going to burn down the whole operation. And then you guys just happened upon this information without letting anyone else other than yourself know. Took it upon yourselves to wipe the slate clean, so to say.
What would you have had us done? It was happening right after the deliveries. And we were there.
I leaned forward and I said, you got a point. We got shit to do.
Ooh.
Wow.
Gift's got some lips. The point is, we have a client that isn't happy.
Yeah, well.
And
in my experience with him, he never was.
Sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem, and my way of fixing it is giving up someone to make it not my problem. And I can't give up the Agile Hand, because they're all dead, and they don't have any heads.
I look at Kira and I say, I can think of somebody.
So I look at him, I'm like, so what are you suggesting, the family reunion?
Maybe not. What I'm suggesting is this partnership as it stands, I thought could work for everyone's benefit. Kira thought that we should have brought you back in full line of the scope of our operation earlier. I thought we could manage this relationship without doing that. And I think we've come to that point in the conclusion that we're going to have to be a little more invasive to make this work.
Let me know what she has to do.
Yeah, so I guess I relay that one to you. Oh, wait.
What's going on?
Like thoughts, right?
No, I messaged you, so you got the whisper to me.
But...
Back. Yeah, but he only gets a one response back from the message.
Yeah.
And what would that entail?
Sadly, something you're probably not going to like. We made an intelligence saving throw. Both of you.
Yeah. I got a 12.
I got together. 8.
Ouch. Oh, man.
Just brought one of the Dragonborns, I guess.
So I guess my deception.
Yeah, you should have. But we're looking at boobs over here. Wall boobs.
So you got a total of a 12.
Motorboating wall boobs.
Intelligence saving throw?
Yeah. 12. Well, yeah, 11 plus 1.
I say. I whisper back, be ready.
I knock at the window.
Knock at the window.
Lightly, just so that someone notices.
You gotta unlock the door.
No, they is don't. The door locked? Seriously? Unlock
yeah,
that
they,
door.
Well, they locked, no, they it, don't. Locked it behind us. So.
Unlock that door.
Yeah, you guys can brush you're a fucking dragon. Jesus Christ.
Me and you can it's run just, in
it
together.
It is a wooden door. It's not.
Yeah, if you can't get through a door, then get off the steam.
So I obviously learned that they know the connection between me and the vial then in this situation, because I said family reunion, he didn't bat an eye.
He did not bat an eye.
Oh, we both got stunned.
Stunned muffins.
You feel an impressive force just cascade into your mind.
Wait, Don't I have
anti-stunned medication?
Don't I have
anti-stunned medication?
Resistance
it's
to
an ointment. You wipe it on.
It's like an old Batman
to psionic attacks.
You have resistance to psionic damage. Yes. Yeah. So I haven't given you the damage yet, but
no.
I have a distinct feeling that there is going to be something called initiative.
Can I see them through the window?
Yes, that's why I'm standing in front of the fucking window.
No, but can I see them standing in the window?
Yes.
Yeah, he purposely
stood in the window so you could see me.
He is standing in front of the window.
Both of them, though, I'm saying.
No.
The other one, not as much. But you can definitely see him.
You see his little wiggly rat tail.
Twitching. Because he's stunned.
All right, everyone, including the stunned one, is going to be initiative.
Did my
bless
go off? 11.
Well,
yeah.
You
oh,
love
wait,
11.
What?
You can't really hold it that long.
It's like a 4.
Well, I rolled like a stunned person. I have a 4.
Oh! No, no!
Paper towel!
You knew it was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it! The time is now. The fight is right. Grab your swords. That ear, don't bite.
By the way, I got Tyson in the next fight. Absolutely, Jake Paul, you're getting shush-a-locked. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached at Dungeonetics. On Instagram, Dungeonetics. The Facebook page, Dungeonetics. On the app, formerly known as Twitter. Dungeonetics at freesounds.org. That's right, freesounds.org. You can get your very own sound of a whistle attached to a fart. Our theme music was provided by Kellen. And the music that you are currently listening to, provided by Virus of Ideals. The special, dark, ominous music provided by Games Brown. And some chill music provided by Badoink. Thanks, Badoink. Now remember, adventurers, each inside every one of you is a little adventurer just trying to get out. And I know you've been fighting the urge. You wake up at 2 a.m. and you feel the void, the hole in your heart, and you think that you can fill it with cheese. Let me just tell you, you can't. You have to go on an adventure. Have an adventure.